Hazel?
Hello, my dear.
What can we do for you?
If you get cold sores and you give blood, can the virus be passed on?
OK, good question. The answer is probably almost zero chance of that, because the virus that causes cold sores is the herpes simplex virus. Most of us acquire this when we're very young because of our parents kissing us and kids slobbering over each other in nurseries and things. So it spreads in saliva. It gets into your body. The first time you get it, it produces a sore throat, ulcers in the mouth and swollen glands in the neck and a high temperature. Then what it does is it invades the nervous system, the sensory nerves that supply your mouth and tongue and other parts of the body where it can get too, because it can also cause genital herpes, and it goes inside the nerve cells and it then switches off, and it exists there as a tiny piece of DNA just loitering alongside the cell's own DNA, and then periodically from time to time it comes back to life. And we don't know exactly what triggers it to come back to life, but we know that things like damage to the skin, say sunburn, in certain cases women menstruating can do it, being depressed, also having immune depression, so your immune system not working so well, can bring it out again, and the virus turns back on its DNA, makes new virus particles that come down the nerve to the skin, and then they pop out, and the infectious lesion is the cold sore. And when you kiss someone who's got one, that's how you pick it up. But thankfully, it doesn't really ever get into the bloodstream because it's not that kind of virus. So you should be safe from herpes through blood products and blood donations. There are other members of the herpes family that do spread through blood, but not herpes simplex, Hazel. So I think you're all right.
Oh, well, that's good, because I've given 48 lots of blood and I wouldn't like to think that I've passed it on.
You're not going to inflict it on somebody?
No.
OK, look, thanks for joining us. It's been great having you on the programme.
Thank you, my dear.
If you'd like to ask any questions on The Naked Scientist, email chris@nakedscientist.com.